Bells and Betty, the whole town called the old woman, and I asked myself as a small boy why she always talked so low and bearded with all those bristles around her nose, and there was me always thinking to myself, that's that long-legged Betty Grable from the cinema. But after a while, you know, I'm reading about those SS clowns all dressed up smartly in their quacks attire, all going on to smooth, chubby-faced money-grubbers, not hesitating to grab for themselves one or two favours from the provosts and the squires, and looking dignified throughout the country. As well, and all around, they have streets named after those mischievous fellows, and all the while old Betty's living without a penny in a little dung-covered cowshed her whole life. And always such a weary, scraggy old lady, I'm telling you, and don't you tell me any man's son is going to take one look at her. We young children always called her a ghastly old duck. And no more than that, the idiots that we were back then, we had no idea about any hormones and what abuse they subjected the old lady to. Everything the gormless little girl endured, nobody knows how the girl would have looked, perhaps, if she's had a different home. I feel awfully wretched when I remember there was me thinking of Betty Grable, and I can't forget what gossip we boys always spouted and had no sense at all. But all those Nazi old boys, all grandfathers now, but all the children and great-grandchildren are doing very well today and don't worry about anything. And everything that devil with the moustache gave the old man has long since gone up the chimney, and never one of them at his grave, except a few tulips, while Betty's grave over there, all turned over without anybody to come and keep it tidy. So the dandelions don't care and blow across to your fancy Nazi gravestones, squinting and laughing in her grave, the two of us, me and old Betty. Don't you forget what I'm saying.